This past year has been one of the FBI's busiest for terrorism cases. In the first 10 months of 2009, there have been possible plots in Denver, Springfield, Illinois, Dallas, Boston, and just this week, Chicago. With so many terrorism arrests, it's difficult to tell how dangerous some of them really are. So the intelligence community has an informal way of ranking them. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston explains how it works.
It seems like every time you turn on the news these days, there's a new report of a terrorism plot in this country.
A stunning story just coming to light now about an American al-Qaeda captured in Pakistan.
Accused ringleader of a North Carolina-based group suspected of plotting.
His name is Michael Fenton.
Of Tariq Mahana.
Najibullah Zazi.
You may recognize that last name, but just in case you didn't.
Najibullah Zazi was indicted by a federal grand jury today, charged with conspiracy to build and explode weapons of mass destruction.
Intelligence officials say the Zazi case is the most serious this country's faced since 9/11. That's because it looks like Zazi had a direct link to senior al-Qaeda leaders. In addition to allegedly training in one of their camps, he apparently called someone in Pakistan for instructions just before he was arrested. That's a big red flag because it suggests that al-Qaeda was behind the plot in some way. And al-Qaeda, as a general matter, tends to like their attacks to be big.
In my view, these tend to be the most serious because, of course, the goal of them is to create a terrorist spectacular.
Bruce Hoffman advises the U.S. government on terrorism.
To stage an enormous attack that will, as 9/11 was, sort of change the game or change the calculation.
So that's the first category, a plot connected directly to al-Qaeda. Analysts say plots backed by other terrorist groups that have links to al-Qaeda is the second most serious level. These groups are essentially affiliates.
I think how we understand al-Qaeda and how we categorize different affiliations with al-Qaeda is actually very important and changing.
That's Karen Greenberg of the Law and Security Center at New York University. She says a growing number of terrorist groups are identifying with al-Qaeda. These groups, in turn, then train their own recruits, sometimes even people from the United States. The alleged terrorist plot in Chicago this week fits into that category.
Two Chicago men are charged with plotting a terrorist attack overseas. They allegedly wanted to attack a Danish newspaper that published cartoons depicting the Prophet Muhammad back in 2005.
But here's what got the attention of U.S. intelligence. One of the Chicago men the FBI arrested allegedly trained with a Pakistani terrorist group. It's called Lashkar-e-Taiba, and it has ties to al-Qaeda. That's the kind of affiliate group that Karen Greenberg is talking about. Which brings us to the third category. Angry young men who go on the internet, radicalize themselves, and dream up plots. An example of that? A Jordanian teenager who allegedly tried to blow up a building in Dallas earlier this month. Then there's the Boston man who allegedly planned to attack a U.S. shopping mall. According to Vahid Brown from West Point's Combating Terrorism Center, these kinds of plots tend to be much less lethal.
The self-radicalizing or the sort of homegrowns, these have not proven to be people who are able to do much damage. And so I think it's appropriate to consider them as being much less dangerous than groups or cells that are closely connected to al-Qaeda Central.
Terrorism expert Sam Raskoff says that ranking plots based on how closely they're connected to al-Qaeda or its affiliate groups is a good first step toward understanding them.
Part of what you do when you do counterterrorism is to think about not just this case, but the run of cases that are currently going on or that may go on in the future.
But he thinks law enforcement has to go further. It needs to figure out why people in this country turned to violent jihad in the first place, and why the number of homegrown plots is growing at such an alarming rate. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.